أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the sixth day of the blessed month of Ramadan and our continuing series of living the Quran through the living Quran. As with the past days, we want to reflect on a verse of the Quran that has a direct import, a direct importance and relevance to our day-to-day life, and to see what God wants us to know of the world and how to deal with it. And obviously all of these verses that we are speaking about have a practical application in our day-to-day life. And hopefully through this analysis we'll be able to get closer to the noble Quran, not only in this month of Ramadan, but well after the month of Ramadan as we continue through the year, that we are able to reconnect to the Quran and live the ayat, the verses of the noble Quran. Before we go into the discussion for today, let us have a look at the verse which we wish to speak about and have a listen to it on the topic of a test of our children and our wealth, our families in general, being a test for each and every one of us.
وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةٌ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ أجر عظيم.
And bear in mind that your possessions and your children are but an ordeal, and it is Allah alone with whom there is a mighty reward. This beautiful verse comes to us from chapter number 8, verse number 28. And in the verse as we just listened to, we see that God refers to our children and our wealth, our possessions, as being what He terms a fitna. Now this word is used in the Quran in many different ways, and in actuality this Arabic word has multiple meanings and understandings. Fitna has, again, a deep, profound understanding, is not necessarily being a punishment, as you know, this word is used in also many other Eastern languages in a negative connotation. But here God is telling us that your children, your families in general, your wealth, the possessions that we have, these are tests for us. These are things which God gives us and which in essence we are being examined with. Now obviously examinations and tests can be done for a variety of reasons. Ultimately it's to see, are we truthful? Do we know the answers to the quiz, to the examination? And we know that the Quran tells us in many different times that this life is one in which we will be put to test. God tells us, for example, in chapter 29, that do the believers think that they will be left alone saying, we believe, and that they will not be tested. And so our tests come in different ways for different people. Here God tells us our children are a test, our family is a test, our wealth is a test for each and every one of us. What really does Allah mean that our family is going to be a test? Right? Does that mean that we don't get married, that we don't have children, that we don't engage in work, we just, you know, lead a monastic life as a monk in some cave, you know, cut off from society, as some people would have us believe as the way to get closer to that reality called God? No, definitely not. But we understand that they are a test. And the goal of life is to pass the test, is to deal with the questions that come on the examination and to answer them in the right way. And so we ensure that we don't let our families or any of the possessions that we have around us, we ensure that we don't let these things use us, but rather that we use them. Right? We don't let our wealth use us and play with us and trick us and delude us. Rather, we use our wealth in the ways that we have been instructed to, that will give us the maximum benefit of this world. You know, in the Quran, God talks about our children and our wealth and our spouses, really, you know, the family unit in general, in multiple ways. Sometimes He tells us that Shaitan, the devil, Satan, will influence through our children, through our wealth. Sometimes they will be our test, that in a negative way, that, you know, will we submit to what our family wants us to do, or will we follow the path of God? Will we let our money delude us and deceive us into performing the prohibited Or will we perform our obligations to God and not use or let the wealth use us? That is one of the examples the Quran tells us. In another example, in the Quran, God tells us that do not let your family, your children, and your wealth deride you from the remembrance of God. As an understanding that, you know, sometimes our families can keep us away from the remembrance of God, keep us away from doing those actions which are needed of us, whether it be things like the pilgrimage to Mecca, the Hajj, or the ziyarah, the visitation, or, you know, giving money in charity, for example. All of these things sometimes can be influenced by those around us, and especially our family, right? At the critical moment when we want to give in charity and do some good action, maybe our family member will come and say, you know, you have other responsibilities, don't give in charity, don't end up spending our savings on this and that, you know, we might need it. And so we have to realize that this becomes a test from God to us. Do we listen to them, or do we listen to our heart and do what is right and what is best? Because ultimately, and we'll end with this, is that God tells us in the Quran that on the Day of Judgment, our wealth will not be there to protect us. He tells us in the Quran that our children, our friends, our spouse will not be there to answer for us. On the Day of Judgment, it will be us alone to answer for our own actions. And we will not be able to use the excuse that our family, you know, pushed us away, or the wealth got the best of me and it made me commit acts of iniquity. No, these will be excuses that God will not accept. And so as we continue in this blessed month of Ramadan, let us remember that our families, our wealth, all that we have are mere tools. They're mere instruments that we can employ to get closer to God. And that we need to be in control of our lives, not to let these things use us, but rather that we use them in the service of God and in the service of humanity. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.